Thanks so much for joining us for Woman of the Week. Always a pleasure when my friend Michelle Daly comes in. She's executive director for Women's Resource Center. This is a small organization, folks, making a huge impact in our community, and it's women helping women. There's so many great services. We are also joined by Shelley Potente, board president for Women's Resource Center. Michelle's been here a bunch of times.
I have.
Shelley, welcome.
I'm delighted to be here. Thank you, Marilyn.
It's your first time with us.
Yes, it is.
And
hopefully not the last.
Exactly. Exactly. Celebrating 40 years of extraordinary service. That is incredible. There is a luncheon happening Friday, April 10th to celebrate a bunch of folks that help a Women's Resource Center and honor them in special ways. But rumor has it, it's sold out.
It is. It is. We are so pleased. We have over 600 seats spoken for, many, many sponsors, wonderful people we're going to be honoring. It's just going to be a great event.
It is phenomenal. Outside of my own Woman of the Week luncheon, which is the Monday right after, this is my second favorite luncheon.
Ah, thank you. It's great. Well, you have been a woman that we have honored in the past, so we hope you can make it this
year.
But
the energy in the room is tangible. You have great vendors. I always find a new tchotchke that I have to have in my life. And of course, incredible keynote speakers. We're going to have Shelley speak to a lot of that. But let me start with Michelle, because there's so much happening with Women's Resource Center. Even 40 years later, you guys come up with new programs and new focus.
Well, we do. I think that's one of the things that makes WRC unique, is that we meet women where they are, we ask them what we need, and then we provide them with the services. So back in 1975, when we started with a group of women sitting around a table saying, people, women need our help, and how can we do that? We started out offering information and referral, then legal services, then single parents parenting groups, girls leadership. Last year, we talked about our newest program, Services to Women Veterans. And this year, we've expanded on our services that involve career, legal, parenting, and are offering divorce support services. We have individual, certainly counseling and consultations around that issue. We have a therapeutic support group coming out of marriage and a relationship. And we have a divorce support seminar that has been meeting four times a year, where we bring an attorney, a divorce coach, together to speak with women. And we also offer vendor tables to individuals and businesses that provide services to women who are going through this difficult time in their life.
And I have to say, having fallen victim to a divorce, having a child, feeling alone, feeling paralyzed, had I only known that Women's Resource Center was an option back then. And that's why I'm always so happy to have you come in and make sure that women that listen to the show know this is a great option. And we'll attach a link right to your website from our website, ilikebenfm.com. Shelley.
Yeah, I'd like to add to that, that you know, I think the bane of WRC's existence for years has been running into people who say, I didn't know you were there. They're right in Wayne and serving all of southeastern Pennsylvania. And we have continued to do everything we can to get the visibility out there. And the brand that we support all women, no matter what socioeconomic level. We had a woman who was 82 years old walk into our office recently, just last week, who couldn't pay her bills. She didn't know what to do. She was devastated. Our social worker, Sherry Myers, sat down with her, helped her figure out a plan. Our other volunteer, now board member, Pamela Elaine Nichols, sat down and identified banks that we could connect her with. And when she left, she felt so much better. One thing I always say, our name, Women's Resource Center, is actually spot on, because no matter who calls or who reaches out to us, no matter what the problem, if we don't help them directly through counseling or family law, through women dealing with divorce or women coming out of the workforce who need to go back and find a career, we will find a resource for them. They never leave without knowing a next step. And we're very proud of that.
And so you should be. There's always a resource. When there's a will, there's a resource, almost. Shelley, it's really nice to have you here. And I know you are instrumental in helping put together the leadership luncheon. So can we speak to that? Even though it's sold out, let's give props to the people who are speaking and being honored. It's Friday, April 10th, Hyatt at the Bellevue. Lovely location. Oh, I'm sure they're taking great care of you. And you got my friend Luann Kahn on there.
Yes,
I loved her book.
Yep, I dear me.
She's the MC this year?
Yes, she is. And I want to put, I just have to put kudos out to the luncheon chair, Andrea Tropiano, who's been amazing, and our luncheon committee. I want to make a point that we have two full-time and two to three part-time staff and over 200 dedicated volunteers.
That's how it all gets
when
done.
I sit in our board meetings and I come to committee, attend committee meetings, and I'm with our luncheon committee, I'm blown away consistently with the level of people who help all ages, millennials through older women who care about the Women's Resource Center and have also helped to make this luncheon happen. So the theme of this year's luncheon is the art of negotiating throughout life, because our luncheon is for all women. It doesn't have to be just business women. It's women who have been business women running their homes for years. Our keynote is Jen Geiske. Jen is the SVP for Content Acquisition. So we're honoring Jen Geiske, the SVP of Talent Acquisition from Comcast. And Jen is a dynamo. And Jen is responsible for negotiating multi-billion dollar deals for their content, such as for Discovery Channel. And she's just incredible. And she will be talking about negotiating not only deals, but how do you get your five-year-old to pull up his pants? So we're excited about that. And Comcast is our title sponsor. We're so grateful. We think they've had a big effect on the success of this luncheon. Also, we are going to be honoring Ramona Risco Benson, who is head of corporate affairs for PICO. And PICO is becoming quite involved with us now. We're so excited about that new relationship. And they are also our platinum sponsor.
And shout out to PICO. They do a lot of stuff with Woman of the Week as well. They have got a great women's empowerment program. And so they're really put their money where their mouth is and helping, you know, with women in the community. It's fantastic.
Yes, they do. You know, they're particularly interested in women veterans, and that's their focus in supporting us.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to a long partnership with them. We're excited about that. And also, I want to mention that we have an award. It's called the Phoebe Novakovic Award, in honor of Phoebe Novakovic, who is on our board. She stepped back on our board and has been involved for many years. So we try to keep those people who have been involved with us and supporting us, as Phoebe has for years. So the award is for a woman who's continued to support WRC. Brenda DeFeo is a VP in a very high-level role at Bryn Mawr Hospital for Mainline Health, and she will be receiving the Phoebe Award. So we're delighted about that.
Women'sResourceCenter.net is the website, or give them a call at 610-687-6415. At the end of the day, get it all done, Michelle.
Well, sometimes we don't. We get up in the morning and we start all over again. But I would agree with Shelley. We have a fantastic board. We just had a board meeting last night, just full of energy. And these are all women that are very busy, whether in the corporate world, their own businesses, their own families. Yet they support us. They put the time in.
You can't buy this kind of loyalty and passion.
No. Yeah. And we are volunteer driven. And as you were shaking your head before, Marilyn, that's how we get it done with volunteers. We spoke about the women coming to us for services. More than 50% of the women that volunteer with us, we have helped at some point in the past, and they have come back. Maybe the next week, the next month, sometimes it's many, many years later. They're in the position that they can give back. And what's better than that? And aren't they the best ones to be on the phone when the call comes through that says, I don't know what to do. My husband walked out. My kids are here. I'm losing my house. You have someone on the other line that doesn't say, push number one if you want this person, push number two. You have a real person that's there to help you. And sometimes it's just talking. And it isn't the service. It's being there at the time that person needs somebody to talk to.
Holding someone's hand.
I really feel that that's our success.
And we're getting away from that a little bit in our world. You know, it's like, if you don't have 140 characters or less, I don't have time for you these days. Guilty as charged sometimes. You guys are small, but as I said before, you have a huge impact in the community. And when are we going to be honoring you? Like, I'm sitting here asking myself that question. Do you feel sometimes like, wait, we're honoring all these?
Marilyn, I'd like to speak to that. I know, and I know Michelle does, I get such incredible pleasure from what I've accomplished, what we've accomplished. That's how I
that's
get
the
it.
Win.
After our board meeting last night, being surrounded by the amazing women who are engaged and giving of their time, and again in our committees, and how we help, it just fills us. I think it fills us.
That's the reward. You need nothing
it
else.
It is a reward.
It's true.
I'd like to add another story, an example of a woman who was going through a very dramatic divorce, and of course they're all very difficult, and also had a heart attack soon after that.
Holy
And I
smart.
Found out years later, and I had not realized this, that she had been part of our divorce support group years before. And when I met her, she said it saved her. It totally saved her. And her group, the group that we at WRC facilitated, still meets, because those relationships are so important. And she's involved. And one of the women whose company is a gold sponsor had been helped by us in career services years ago. So this 40-year mark and anniversary, I think it's so relevant, because we have been supporting and known for our quality facility consistently for 40 years. We're very proud of that.
And you both look great for 40.
Thank you. I'm just going to say that out loud.
Women'sResourceCenter.net. Please take a look at the website. If you know anybody who needs a little help from another woman, you can find it at Women's Resource Center. I mean, you really are. It's a full-blown resource center. So check them out. And again, the luncheon is sold out. So come in earlier next time, you know, when there's an event, so we can, you know, help you generate a nice little buzz.
And I'd like to add an ask. I am, after all, the board president, and that's my job. Our job on the board. We continue to look for corporations that are interested in supporting us and getting the word out that they believe in supporting women. You know, if the corporate social responsibility focus is that, get in touch with us. If you're not already, we're looking for these partnerships. We need these partnerships. We are only here because of a third of our funding comes from these sponsorships, from individual contributions, and our luncheon.
Can I just put a shout out to our Girls Leadership Program, which serves middle school girls? We just had our annual conference about 2 weeks ago at Radnor Middle School. Over 100 middle school girls from 8 different schools, from Kennett Square to Norristown to Chester to Radnor. We met. They talked about volunteer activities. We had 14 different organizations from the SPCA to the Red Cross talking with the girls about how they, as 12 and 13 year olds, can get involved in their communities. High school girls spoke to them about what they can do. And these are girls that are not the quote leaders, the cheerleaders, the head of the student government. These are girls that are might be falling through the cracks, might be experiencing bullying, might be bullies. And we prop them up. We help them. We give them resources. We show them some of the things that we are doing as an organization, what they do, meeting our volunteers and our board members. It's fabulous.
Thank you, Michelle Daly. Thank you, Shelley Potente from Web Center.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Really nice to have you guys here.
It's a pleasure. Thank you. Women'sResourceCenter.net, Women'sResourceCenter.net.
And the number is 610-687-6415. All right, cool. Thank you, ladies, so much. Have a wonderful luncheon.